B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Play a show open?
I'm sitting here talking about how I thought my boss cared about me, but he really didn't.
No.
All right. No, we'll do a show open. Let's do,
Pigtail.
We've only been playing the same fight for the past 5 years.
I like honking your horn and flashing your lights. All right.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honking your horn and flashing your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
That's us.
Ooh.
That's what she says, kiss.
There's Trucker Bob.
Yeah.
He listens to us.
He's excited.
let's just start the show. Roy, give us your day in 30 seconds, and I'll tell you what was on my mind that's, like, not my day in 30 seconds, but we can all work on this together.
So, yesterday, I had some nightstands delivered, and the instructions to put them together. Well, one, it's a bad sign when the manual says this is going to take about an hour. And then I looked at the equipment list that they give you, and it's like 50 things. Not for me. So we hired it out. We hired a furniture assembly person.
I did that once.
I love that you just looked at it and you're like, we're not doing that.
Sterling was very confident, and then the package was opened, in, and then he was not confident.
You guys are funny. I'm just going to come over. Next time you have furniture delivered, just have me come over, and I'll put it together
for
you.
Listen, I'll pay you the $200. I just need to put together.
I don't even want $200. You can buy me dinner.
I had somebody put together outdoor furniture, and I found them like on Craigslist, you know, and I said, is this something you normally do? He said, I normally do like cubicles and office stuff, but this I'll take it. The money.
Yeah. Well, so he's putting together my furniture, and I offered him a water, and I got him a water. Well, then he starts using the nightstand to hold his water.
Hey, sir, can you use a coaster?
And I didn't want to make a big deal about it because he had to put the other one together. But then I'm thinking, well, what's he going to do? Put it in the floor? I was like in a conundrum. I'm like, I don't like that, but I don't know any other solution to fix that.
That's funny. That's like the time that you had somebody help you move and then you helped the movers move.
Yeah.
That guy gave that guy
free furniture.
And he's like, hey, will you drive it to my house for me?
We took the U-Haul, dude.
How about you, Loren?
So Dallas and I were gone all weekend in New York City. So, I got home and I got to see Cash Sunday night for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And that was like during bedtime routine where I got to put him to bed. And yesterday, I was like, I really miss that little guy. So when he woke up from his nap, I was like, come on, mommy's got to go run some errands. Like, let's go run around together. Gave Elena like the afternoon off.
That's
and
nice.
Cash and I went ran around. And then we went to the mall. I had to pick something up. We had a Chick-fil-A date. He ate two meals. I was like, this child is starving for some reason. And I ran into your friend, Roy, Laura, that we went to brunch with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she's at the mall?
Yeah, she was having lunch or dinner with a friend.
Why is that odd that she was at the mall?
I'm always, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm always amused, like, who's available at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well,
you know what I mean?
This wasn't 3 o'clock. Cash sleeps until, like, 3:30, so we weren't even at the mall until, like, 5:30.
Yeah, because I've been, like, trying to find a friend to hang out at 2 p.m. No one's available.
So you almost ratted Lauren out.
Yeah,
oh, she
Laura.
Was available?
Oh, okay, so I do have a friend at 2 p.m. I can hang out with.
Yeah, it is fun. So Amanda is away. My wife is away for the third straight week, y'all. She did Atlanta for a week, Vegas for a week, and now she's in New York. But thank God she's back Thursday and not a full week. But you have to understand, like, I have this shuffle schedule where starting at 3:30, I pick Ruby up from the nanny. Then I come home for about an hour. Then I got to go pick Dean up at the YMCA aftercare. He goes there. And then I come home, I feed them, give them a shower, do whatever. And then they go back in the car to the nanny's house to stay overnight. And then the nanny takes Dean to school, keeps Ruby till 3:30, and I repeat every day.
You just need an au pair.
I said it last... Yeah, not well. Amanda, this is the first time that she's ever had to travel back to back to back like that.
I was going
to
say, Amanda's not out of town as much as Dallas is. But like what you're saying right now is my life on a normal basis. Dallas isn't going to be here until Thursday either.
Yeah, and it's just so hard. Like, so last night... I was trucking through, and yes, it's nice to drop the kids off, and then I can go meet a friend or have drinks or something, you know, afterwards. But, like, last night, I was just, like, Dean talked the whole way to the nanny's house. Ruby was, like, crying because she had dropped a toy in between an area where I couldn't get it, you know, and I was like, I think it's just enough. Like, it's just time for Amanda to come home. And, you know, even Dean at one point was like, and our nanny spoils them, but even Dean at one point was like, I just want to be in my own bed.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, that's, yeah, that was crazy. And then I also had to help my mom yesterday. She got a new phone, but she was texting me from her email account.
Oh, she had to turn on the thing.
You can imagine my 78-year-old mom.
Yeah.
I go, what is your password to get into, you know, your iTunes account? And she... No, I just asked her, you know.
What's an iTunes account?
Yeah. It was like I just asked her who she sat next to in the sixth grade in 1948. She was like, what? And then I'm like, Mom, back out of it. So she's coming over today for a full phone fixing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you need help, I could probably walk you through it.
Okay. I think I should be able to do it. I just have to go to settings and then just check. Because right now it's set. See messages from her email, not her phone number.
Oh, well, I realized I was doing that. And no one told me for the longest time until one of you guys told me.
I told you, but you said you were going to do that because you're using it from your computer. You said you're going to see my email come up because you're using your laptop.
Well, no. I should have fixed it.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's fixed. Yeah. All right. And then the other thing I spent my afternoon doing is something that we can all work on in like 10 minutes. We've got to do this. I was thinking about Trucker Bob. I was thinking about Lori, who calls in, Josh. We've always talked about putting together, like, the MRL Show Maniac crew.
Okay. So, hate the name, but yes.
Okay, like, the MRL Show Misfits, whatever you want to call them. But, like, think about all the people that call the show. And since it's our five-year anniversary, I think we should enshrine these people, induct them.
You think so?
Into the MRL Hall of Fame.
We just had a meeting about a five-year party. I don't know about you. It wasn't very well received.
Didn't go well, buddy.
You know I come out of those meetings entirely different.
I know.
What did you think went well?
You came out and thought that they were all gung-ho?
Nicole, did you not think they were gung-ho? Even our boss was like, I could get an artist.
Wait, you think our boss was on board?
No. He says he can't. That's not what happened.
No.
There's already going to be a concert in town, and he's like, meh, let's just throw it together right there at the concert, and we'll just say it's all combined. And then secondly...
Yeah, but that's a good sound.
I know. I get that. But I'm saying when we first sat down in that meeting... Ain't nobody wanted to throw us a party.
No. And they were even, because we talked about the podcast thing, like doing a little stage show or something. And they were like, oh, well, you already do a podcast. So just do it on your podcast and be done with it.
You guys are saying they. That's incorrect. Shelly and Beth were very on board with doing something. Our Quagmire was
that's
the
true.
One that was our like, throw it together.
That's
Am
true.
I right, Nicole?
No, that's true.
Yes. I would
that's
say
true.
Out of everybody, our sales manager was the most into it and the most well-receiving of it.
Yes, I agree. Our sales manager did want to celebrate.
Because nobody else... And here's the kicker. And imagine this. It's going to take more work.
Yeah, so of course our boss was trying to throw it away. But listen, this is the longest running show since Ace and TJ, so...
On this station.
Yes,
that's right, yes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Lorraine, Roy, how about a little quiz this morning?
Okay.
All right, let me get my Jeopardy music for you. Americans suffer 96 bad days a year because of this when it comes to their looks. Americans suffer 96 bad days a year because of this when it comes to their looks. It's a certain type of look that you suffer. And in fact, it's so bad that 80% of people said they opted to stay in rather than leave their house because they can't let public see them like this.
You just gave it away.
What?
It's hair.
Bad hair day.
Bad hair day?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yes.
Bad hair day is absolutely correct.
Yeah. You were confusing at first.
I know. I was like, sad.
And then when it was about the appearance, I'm like, oh, wow. My sister used to do that all the time when she was a teenager.
Adults doing this, though?
I don't know. When she was a teenager, if one hair was out of place, she'd freak out and refuse to go to school. Meanwhile, it's like 6:10 in the morning, and I'm like just trying to get my bearings straight. My sister's screaming
like,
in the bathroom.
Alyssa, it is too early for the drama.
I mean, she goes, it's not working!
So, did she wear like the Snooki flip up?
No, the thing that she did is she had very, very curly hair, so she had to straighten it. And so if one hair was a little curly or she couldn't get it straight, she'd freak out and have a total meltdown.
Anybody suffering a bad hair day right now? 704-570-9595.
Probably it's raining.
Yeah. Right?
Why'd I know. Ask that question? Yeah. Everyone's having a bad hair. I'm having a bad hair day.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty bad for me. I'm not gonna lie.
So 80% of people say they've opted to stay in rather than leave their house. 96 of us suffer bad hair days a year. I mean, we suffer 96 bad hair days a year. That translates to 3 months of bad hair days in a year.
I have bad hair days. My thing is that I let my hair get out to the point that it's just, it's horrible, and then I go get a cut. Whereas for my stylist, to everyone's like, Roy, you should probably go every 2 weeks to just get it shaped up and just constantly get it worked. But no, I let it grow out to where they, you know, have to start all over again.
But you're also not letting it affect your life either.
No, because I don't care. Right. I mean, don't you remember when we first started the show? I had the worst haircut ever because my mom was the only person that ever cut my hair. And then when I moved here, I didn't know what else to do.
You had like Lego hair.
Yeah.
Do you think you're not in a good hair state right now? Because I think your hair looks good right now.
It has better days. It's had better days. Lois.
33% of people have actually called in sick because of their bad hair, with the average person calling in 6-5 times in their lifetime. Five to six times. This is written horribly, but half of those surveyed have canceled a date because of bad hair.
I could see that.
38% of people have skipped the social function because of bad hair.
I could see that, but I can't see not going to work.
Guys, like, just throw on a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that to go to work, but, like, don't cancel a social function.
Listen, when the Ren walks in here with a hat, we know.
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
Pretty much.
Like, 54% of people say good hair day puts them in a better mood than moving furniture or a great massage.
Oh, they must not have a good person they're moving furniture with.
Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up on Friday. And we told you yesterday that we're doing something called Trash Your Ex on Friday. Well, the radio station has decided they thought it would be a good idea if they would pit the four of us, Nicole, Roy, Loren, and myself, against each other. In a battle of who you think would be your Valentine.
So clearly, everyone listening loves me. And so you want to vote for me.
You're not winning.
Am I not?
Mm-mm.
Why? Who's winning?
We'll tell you coming up in less than 10 minutes. And we'll also tell you how you could go vote for your favorite MRL Valentine.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kids 95.1.
There is a wonderful page at kiss951.com where you can go and vote. Which MRL show member would you want to be your Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
Voting happens until midnight on Thursday night, and then the results will be revealed here on the MRL show Friday morning.
Are they, though? You might want to check that we're going to get the results Friday morning.
Yeah, thank you. I guess you're just now telling me that you want the results for Friday morning.
Yeah, make sure we get I can imagine our staff ain't working at midnight to get us results.
We're going
to
get an email, a letter sealed.
Thank you.
There's already been a couple hundred votes already, and I'll tell you what, Manny, my picture ain't that great on the website. It's black and white, and it's from the side.
Really?
Loren looks like a friggin' model, like you would expect.
Nicole looks like she's ready to have fun and drinks with you.
Yeah.
Me, I look like a dummy looking up to the sky.
Roy looks like he's in the bottom left square on Hollywood Squares and he's looking up at someone.
Which, by the way, fun fact, that photo was supposed to be, remember when I wrote a book, but it never got published? That was me looking up at the headline of the book.
Hold on. In all fairness, your book never got completed, right?
No, it's complete.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, well, let's find a publisher for that thing. Anyway.
All right. I only got dropped after we left TV, so...
I think you just need an agent for it, and then the agent shops it.
We'll shop it around, So my photo doesn't even make sense.
Do you have the updated numbers? Do we know who is winning so far in the MRL show Be My Valentine contest, where you could vote on one of us to be your Valentine?
Yeah, me.
Is it really?
I mean, we all were on the same email yesterday.
So there's no new update?
No.
So how many times have you voted for yourself?
I have not voted. I refuse to vote, Roy.
Mm. Well, it's because it's kind of complicated to vote. But we do recommend that you go to kiss951.com and vote who you would pick to be your Valentine. I have a working theory.
It's not that complicated.
Which is? It is complicated. You have to hit your first name, your last name, a postal code, a gender, a birthday. Sign me up for VIP Club. You got to like the Facebook page. And
jeez,
then select one of 50 artists that you like on this radio station.
It's like being pulled over.
It is. But also,
license and registration.
If you've already voted or done something on our website before, you don't have to do it again.
Sweet.
You're already saved.
Your email's already in our database.
Correct.
Cool. Oh. Good. Okay, perfect. All right, so right now, Nicole is leading, and producer Nicole's little bio says, keeping Mani, Roy, and Loren in line.
See, that's why I think, here's what I think. This is my theory. I think you're only winning because you're bossy, and they're afraid of you. Because it says, you on your bio
he's
here,
finger pointing you too, everybody.
Yeah. It says, keeping Mani, Roy, and Loren in line. Nicole comes from Raleigh, North Carolina, and brings order. Doesn't that sound like a dictator you should vote for?
By the way, Nicole's is probably the most updated of the bios. Like, they used bios from us from when we first started together.
The Rinse bio says, I don't have any kids. I party every night, and I'm a Hornets cheerleader. So false.
Mani, born and raised in New Jersey, the class clown, finally settled down and lives in the suburbs with a wife and child. I got two now.
Yeah.
Two wives, one child.
No.
Roy comes from a simple beginning in the Blue Ridge Mountain.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
I'm just some redneck trying to figure out Charlotte. Wee-wee, look at that big buildings, boys. Man, where do we go to the bonfire at? Up in Uptown?
Was like, y'all have indoor plumbing?
Holy cow, you tell me you don't cramp in an outhouse?
This is legit what Roy's bio says at kiss951.com on voting for the MRL Valentine. Roy is still trying to navigate life as he went from dirt roads and bonfires in exchange for high-rise apartment living in the concrete yard.
Did you guys write these about yourselves at one point?
No.
So someone else wrote our bios?
Yeah, man.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, how would you update your bio right now? Just quickly, like, what would your updated bio be, though? Like,
listen, I live in Plaza with me and my partner, my dog Callie. I love food, love wine, love all good things. Haven't I just developed from the simple beginnings?
Right, you're a whole new person.
Yeah,
you thought about starting a wine club.
I know. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure the only thing I've ever had is Bud. You know. That's how my bio
Bud
reads.
And mud. That's
Bud
what
and
I'm
mud,
all about.
Brother. Bud and mud. Yep. Out there when it snows, doing wheelies in parking lots till the cops come.
All right.
Head over. Go vote for Simple Roy.
Head to kiss951.com right now and vote for your favorite MRL Valentine. By the way,
all those things I made fun of, I love doing so.
I know. I want you to win just because your bio is like so backwards from how you are now.
803 just texted in, just voted for you, Nicole, but
no.
This person loves Nicole because I can go back in history.
Oh.
And someone wants Nicole on every day. Hey, listen, we got news about Nicole and the show that we're going to break with everyone like around 7:20 this morning. All right? So make sure you're listening at 7:20 this morning. If you're a fan of Nicole, you're going to want to be with us at 7:20.
Coming up next with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
Here's some show news. We're doing something on Friday called Trash Your Ex. Somebody sent us a text message and said that she's bringing a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to get her on the air. If you didn't hear what we're doing, she'll join us. And we'll discuss Friday's fun.
All right.
Garbage truck in our parking lot. You got your ex's stuff. Put it together.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Trash your ex this Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're going to have a big old trash truck out here. And anything of your ex, you can swing it by and trash it.
Katie sent us a DM, and we thought it would be fun to have Katie on the air because Katie's exactly what we're looking for on Friday. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So what you heard that we're doing the Trash Your Ex on Friday, and you said you have a couple items that you want to bring by. What are you going to bring by?
So he left some stuff in my house, like some clothes, an old painting he loved, and like this a dining set for outside. Like it's, I don't even look at it anymore, so I'm bringing it to you guys.
A dining set from outside.
Like, is it metal with, like, a glass top?
Yeah, that kind of thing. It's, like, four chairs.
Wait, I thought we can't put steel in there.
Well.
I think it's, like, aluminum, though. Probably. Like, I don't think that's a steel thing. But we'll let Greg, the garbage expert from Active Ways, tell us.
I just want to hear the big boom when you throw that in.
A crunch.
Yeah.
You know, I thought of something yesterday, Katie. Roy, Lauren, Nicole, we put this together, and did we take into account, like, if Katie brings her ex's painting, did he give it to you, or did he just leave it at your house?
He left it at the house.
So what's to say that this guy's not going to be like, hey, where the hell's my painting?
We'll just deal with it in court later. We'll just get our lawsuit and move on.
I can't wait for something to happen and then to play that back.
Right.
One of the members even said, we'll worry about that later in court.
Destroy this tape forever, Nicole, so nobody can subpoena it.
The podcast is going to have a weird beep right there.
No, it's all in good fun. But we do, listen, the idea is that if your ex has left something at your house, for how long, Lorraine and Katie, would an ex be able to leave something that becomes your own property?
For me?
Yeah, I would say the moment that they're no longer a resident of your property.
5 minutes?
Wait a minute, but if you guys break up...
If they don't live there anymore, whatever's in your house is your stuff.
But you're supposed to meet them with it, aren't you?
No way. You have a week to get it out of my house. And that's me being generous. Very generous. Because otherwise it's going in a burn pile in the backyard.
Burn pile.
Katie, why did you guys break up?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He actually cheated on me, and so he won't even show his face to even get the stuff. This is stuff he loves.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're fine. He won't show up. And if he does sue us, we'll just trash him in court.
I'll trash him.
Yeah, well, listen, the cheater wants his stuff back, huh? That'll be our legal defense, as if it works.
Yeah,
shaming him. How's it going? Did you get a ride here from one of your 2 girlfriends?
Just our luck, like the judge's child is going to be on War of the Roses or something. Right. And has an axe to grind with us. Yeah. All right, Katie, 7 to 9 this Friday. Bring your stuff down. 1520 South Boulevard, right near Uptown, right across from CVS here. The garbage truck will be parked in the parking lot. And then, like, each one of us, Roy, Lorraine, and myself, we'll take little rotations and go down there and have some fun throwing your ex's stuff into the truck.
Okay.
I cannot wait. This is going to be so fun.
Tell everybody about it, okay, Katie? Trash your ex.
Yes, I will.
All right. So she's bringing a table, a paint. What's the painting of, Katie?
It's like this flowery thing. It's supposed to be worth a lot of money. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it.
Okay, well, hang on.
I know. Maybe we'll just, like, put that aside.
Yeah, Katie, I know people.
Probably like a Warhol or something.
Oh, that's funny. All right, thanks, Katie. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks.
All right, for more details, head to at the MRL show on our Insta. We got some details posted there about Trash Your Ex.
Still to come.
So, I messed up. And I'm scrambling to make Valentine's Day happen. Let me tell you what has happened and what transpired to why I'm, like, mad trying to find something to piece Valentine's Day together. It's all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Valentine's Day has become complicated for me. And typically, I'm the one who plans, every year I've always kind of planned the evening for Valentine's Day, which also happens to be Strong and I's anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's kind of a big day.
I knew that.
It's easier that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you just do one big night, and you're good for the year. So typically,
Lauren's not okay with that.
It's okay, go ahead.
I am. So, like, maybe a couple of weeks ago, Sterling mentioned something that, hey, Friday night, there's this thing I want to do. It's a secret. I'm going to see if we can do it.
Okay. And how long ago did he say that?
Maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Okay. Almost a month. I mean, it was pretty long time ago. And then, so in that moment, I just wrote Valentine's Day off in my head.
Because you thought it was taken care of by him.
Thought it was taken care of by him. That he was orchestrating the series of events that evening. So, and then I guess he did tell me, like, maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago that it didn't happen, that he couldn't get the tickets to whatever it was. And then I just assumed, which you should never do, that he was then just going to replace the activity.
Right.
That the ball was still in his court. He would take care of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No. Mm. It fell through. So he thought I was going to do what I always do. And so we had this moment like last weekend where it was, you know, he's like, hey, so what are you excited? Like, is there anything I need to know? Like, is there anything I need to know for Valentine's Day? What do you mean you need to know? What do I need to know? It's supposed to be a surprise for me.
Yeah, you were both surprised at that moment.
Yeah.
And so he's like, no, I told you it didn't work out. Like, I told you that it didn't happen. So I have been like, oh, crap. I dropped the ball. And I'm trying to figure out how to put together a Valentine's Day evening. Of course, every restaurant that we want to go to, completely booked up. There's no reservations. And I'm trying to now do something in the house.
Yeah, I was going
to
say do an in-home thing.
In-home thing.
Get a fondue set.
A fondue set?
Yeah.
Don't you have one he can borrow?
No, my wife made me throw it out.
What am I supposed to do? Hold hands and dip strawberries in chocolates?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That seems like that'd get old after like 10 minutes.
But you could let go of his hand at some point. Dude, you got a cheese thing, you get chocolate fondue, right, Lauren?
Well, then you need two fondue sets because you can't put the, yeah.
That seems like an awful idea and a big cleanup.
Oh, excuse me for throwing something out, my stressed out friend. You're the one that's looking for something to do.
I know. Well, I've been Amazoning all these things, one day shipping to.
Like what?
I'm going to pull off an activity in the house.
Through Amazon?
Through Amazon.
And it's not fondue.
And it's not fondue.
Naked Twister.
Oh, hey, that'd be a great time.
What the heck are you buying off of Amazon that'll be a good time at home?
A lot of things. And he has to go to Chicago today, which is good because it's going to be like 50 packages that arrives. And I can hide them all.
Wow. Okay, so you feel,
I took a Valentine's Day that you can normally go to a place and do, and I'm going to do it inside the house. And I'm having to buy all the pieces for it.
So you feel confident that Friday night's going to be fun after all?
Maybe. Yeah, I haven't figured out the food part. I guess I'll cook, you know. I'll cook something up. I don't want to cook on Valentine's Day.
Well, the thing is that every year, Roy, we fall into this little gray area where either you thought he was going to do it for you and you thought that, you know, they thought you were going to do it. But either way, plans have fallen through and there's nowhere you can get a reservation.
It's literally, I've never experienced that before ever. And we've done this every year where listeners have told us this. And I was like, you idiots. How did you drop the ball? It's the one day a year that you kind of have to plan it for. And then I realized, oh, I did that.
Especially since Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year. It's like,
it's even more important.
Yeah, but I feel like Valentine's Day is also like amateur hour.
Kind of like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Going out.
Yeah.
Maybe, but a lot of people on Friday night, especially this year, are looking for a night out.
Absolutely.
You know, so what we do every year, we've done it for the last couple of years, is we have our staff go and make reservations at different restaurants across the city. So people that are in Roy's shoes who don't have anything planned on Friday night, whether you drop the ball, your plans changed, and now you can't get into a restaurant, we're going to help you.
So if you want a Valentine's Day reservation, if you're like me and you're like, oh boy, I dropped the ball, give us a phone call. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We'll give you one of our Valentine's Day reservations, depending on where you live. They're all throughout the area.
What do we got, Nicole?
We have, in like the Charlotte area, we have Five Church and Baku, which I think both are in Uptown.
Mm-hmm. Baku's in South Park.
Baku's South Park.
Okay. And then we have Red Rocks, which is in Indian Land.
Nice.
And then Nelly's, which is in Belmont.
Ooh, cool. That's really good. Is that it? Is there more? No, it's more. Okay, I was just wondering if there's anything.
That's just a taste of what we've got.
I didn't know if I could steal one, but it seems like we're limited. So it's fine. We'll give it away. It's fine. It's what's right.
Nicole, just real quick, put that person on with us because we want to find out what happened in their lives real quick, why they need our help. A lot of people are calling for these, as you would expect. That's why we do it every year. We're kind of doing our bailout.
And I now get it. I mean, I really, every year, I probably even a few years trashed some people. Like, how could you forget it? And then I'm the one who forgot. Brittany and Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm a little stressed. Are you like me, though? Did Valentine's Day, did the ball get dropped?
Well, it does get dropped. We have a 5-year-old, so, and her birthday, was last weekend on Friday, so I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Do you have a sitter set for Friday night?
We do.
Okay. Well, we got something for you. Roy, would you mind if Brittany and her husband came over to your place on Friday night for whatever activities you guys are getting into?
More than merrier.
All right, Brittany, hold on a second. We're going to give you the hookup, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And then just keep listening to Maney, Roy, and Loren, like, all week long. We'll just throw it out there and have you guys call in and, like, you know, producer Nicole will pick up on a couple people and give you the reservation.
Okay.
Up next, speaking of producer Nicole, we have some big news about her. If you're a fan of her and you liked her on the Maney, Roy, and Loren show, you might want to be listening at 720.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, producer Nicole, you've been with our show for 3 years now?
Two and a half years.
And we know that you've been kind of in limbo lately. You've been negotiating your deal and try to get you to stay on. And we have big news on whether or not you're staying or whether you're going.
Listen, this is a business where a lot of people move. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come and go. Our old producer, Victoria, moved on to better things in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our show in general. A lot of people have left here and moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, man. I mean, if there's a radio station wants to pay me more, I'm dumping you guys.
I know. I'm like, you guys are kind of selling the leave side of it. Like, there's bigger and better things out there. Yeah. Spread your wings, fly.
And believe me.
It's with great sadness that I say I'm going to L.A.
Oh, no.
I'm staying here. 3 more years.
All right. Three more years. Congratulations.
Thanks.
By the way, it's not for a lack of interviewing. I just don't think anybody else wanted to take Nicole in. No, I'm joking. We love you.
We're very excited to have you on.
Thanks.
You love us that much, you'd stay another 3 years.
I will say, in all seriousness, there was one interview that was had with another show, and I was...
Don't worry, we sabotaged it for you. We heard about it through the grapevine. We made a phone call.
It wasn't the same. It really wasn't the same. And it's like, this is only the second show that I've been with.
But you came from Bob and the Showgram in Raleigh. Yeah. A lot of people here might know that show.
Mm-hmm. But there is a chemistry here that I don't think every morning radio show has.
No, you have a lot of shows that they are put together and they just perform and they do their show, whereas we actually genuinely... like each other for some reason.
Yeah, and I mean, there were like points in time where like that's how it was in Raleigh. Like the show would end and people would go like their separate ways and like no conversations would be had until 5:30 the next morning. So there is a sense of family here that's, it's okay sometimes. Sometimes y'all are annoying, but I guess that's family.
Overall, we work together and we're really happy that you're staying. Well, how many more years do we have you?
Three.
Yay. Nice. Hey, I'm only signed for two. You might outdo me.
I know. Somehow I'm locked in till three, like for another three. Why do they keep me to the very end?
That's because you're doing afternoons.
I know. I figured I was the first contract they'd want to kick to the curb. And we'll keep you on for another three, Roy.
A lot of people are saying, yay, I love Nicole. 3 more years. Nicole, you're perfect on the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. Those are some text messages.
Honestly, with the timing, the way our contracts work, there could be a real show where Maney and Loren are gone and it's just me and Nicole.
That's true.
Yeah.
The gays.
The gays 95.1.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's like RuPaul in the afternoon, and then it's like Pride 95.1 at all times.
You two are the least gay people in the community, though.
Yeah.
Roy doesn't think any guys are attractive.
I have no gay friends.
And you have no gay friends. No. All right, we got to play Can't Beat Loren. Congratulations, Nicole. We're happy you're staying.
704-570-9595. Call now to play Can't Beat Loren.
Some producer, she's going to talk over our break time.
Let's go.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Spa.
Kim, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today as a first-timer.
Ooh, very nice, Kim. We are running a little short on time, so Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm rolling.
Right, Loren's walking out of the studio. The door is open, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Janet Jackson announced that she has a new record coming out later this year. Janet's related to the singer, also known as the King of Pop. Who is that?
Michael Jackson.
Question number two. Eminem made a surprise appearance at the Oscars with a live performance of his hit song from the movie 8 Mile. What is the name of that song?
Ooh, I watched it. I cannot remember the name of the song.
All right, Pitbull and Blake Shelton have teamed up and released a music video for their song, Get Ready. Blake Shelton's part of this NBC talent show where he met his new girlfriend. The name of that show is?
The Voice.
Question number four. Kim and Kanye have a first born daughter who is on TikTok now. Her name is?
What?
Okay, question five. Brad Pitt and his wife were at the same Oscars after party, but don't get your hopes up, everybody. There was no interaction. Who was he married to before Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine, Kim got three correct. It's going to be a tough battle. Manny, go ahead.
Go.
All right. Janet Jackson announced that she has a new record coming out later this year. Janet's related to this singer known by many as the King of Pop. Who is that?
Michael Jackson.
1-1.
Eminem made a surprise appearance at the Oscars with a live performance of this hit song from the movie 8 Mile.
Lose Yourself.
That is correct. Kim cannot remember that one. 2-1.
All right. Pitbull and Blake Shelton have teamed up and released a music video for their song Get Ready. Blake Shelton is part of this NBC talent show where he met his new girlfriend.
The Voice.
That's right. 3-2.
Question four, Kanye and Kim, they have a firstborn daughter who's now on TikTok. What is her name?
North.
That is
the first one?
Correct.
but Kim said West, so which, are we taking both?
No.
No,
I mean,
West is the last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
West is not her first name.
All right. Can't accept that.
It's 4-2.
It's not Northwest West?
No.
Brad Pitt and his first wife were on the same were at the same Oscars after party. But don't get your hopes up, Lorraine. There was no interaction.
No, no.
We want to know who he was married for married to before Angelina Jolie.
Jennifer Aniston.
That's right. 5-3. Lorraine, you win with 56 wins.
Kim, I'm so sorry. You know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Kim from Charlotte, and I can't beat Lorraine. Have a great day.
You too. Kim.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Kim. Loren, we're going to keep the spotlight on you because you are pregnant. And before you know it, you're going to have to make a list of who you want into the delivery room and who you want banned from the delivery room.
Uh-huh.
Wait to hear who one mom is banning from the delivery room and why coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show. Loren, you are pregnant.
Yep.
You're going to be getting plans together for the big day.
My birthing plan.
Uh-huh. Remind me again, what is your due date?
Well, it's supposed to be June 12th, but I guess baby boy is measuring a little bigger, so they're thinking I'm maybe a week farther along than they think I am.
Maybe a Memorial Day baby.
I think first week of June.
Okay.
And if I could have this baby by June 5th, which is my birthday, that would be amazing. So I could have a glass of champagne on my birthday.
That's good thinking.
That's our Lorraine.
That's our Lorraine.
That's our Lorraine. Well, Lorraine, you are going to be so shocked to hear this story. We were on Reddit, and I saw this, and it's nuts. This woman wants her father-in-law banned from the delivery room, which when I saw that headline, I was like, why is he in there anyway?
Right.
The story gets worse. So evidently, her husband's mom, the father-in-law's wife, died giving childbirth.
Ooh.
And her...
Yeah, hold on. Instantly on the story.
I know.
Coming up in 10 minutes.
Do I want to hear this story? I'm about to give childbirth.
I got
to
be honest. I only saw the headline, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's read that to Loren.
So you can hear, this gets the guys are nuts.
I'm not going to get past the point that she died during childbirth.
Oh, my gosh. It happens. You're fine, Lorraine.
You know, it happens but more when you're older and you're in geriatric pregnancy just like I am.
Okay, you know what?
No, yeah. Listen, if I die, just leave my name on the show, okay? That's the only thing I ask. That's what I want in my will.
You're just as nuts as his father-in-law, and I haven't even read the dang story yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to take your headphones off and let the rest of us hear it?
No.
Okay, all right.
Might as well prepare myself.
Let me tell you how crazy this guy is. They keep acting like childbirth is a death sentence, and so they made this wife, this woman, who's gearing up for the baby to get a will, update her life insurance policy, and inventory all of her items.
The mom that's giving birth.
The mom-to-be. They're, like, preparing for the end for this woman, and she's like, I want to ban everybody. She's so overwhelmed. Everybody wants to be in the room because they want to be involved in the event things go downhill, as if they can help. And they're also demanding that she doesn't use any epidural or laughing gas.
And this is all because his wife passed away during childbirth.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I should call a lawyer, huh? Get my will together.
That's what you get from that story? That's what you get from this?
Oh, that sucks.
Who, let's go. Let's take it this way. So let's get off the... You're not going to pass away.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, you knew this was about a childbirth thing.
Thanks,
the headline says it in the headline.
What's it say in the headline?
It says, woman wants to ban father-in-law who thinks she'll die in childbirth from in delivery room.
I glanced at it, Lorraine. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. Okay, no, listen.
You set me up.
It's different when I was looking at her, Roy. She wasn't in here when I read the headline. real quick, who is your guest? Like, what is your delivery room guest list? Who does it consist of?
Dallas.
That's it?
Yeah. And that's what it should be.
Well, so that's what it was when we had Cash. Like, I didn't want anybody else in the delivery room. And even though, like, I know some people, like, want their moms in there or, you know, that I just felt like opening the door a crack opens the floodgates for everybody. Then, you know, my sister-in-laws think that they should be in there. My brother wants to be in there. Nobody wants to see all that.
And you don't want them to see all that.
I wouldn't even let my husband look. They're like, do you want a mirror? I'm like, no, we don't need to see anything.
Do you know who is in the delivery room for Ruby?
Who?
Me.
You had a photographer, too.
My mother-in-law and a photographer.
Oh, that's weird.
The entire time she was pushing, and the nurse's only orders were to not take pictures of down there.
Right.
But she took pictures of Amanda, me, every angle, but... And the front on angle.
Wasn't the photographer a fan of the show, too, which is even stranger?
No, it's her friend. It's Amanda's friend.
Oh. Amanda's friend, Amanda, did it. The friend of the show came in and took pictures of the baby afterwards. After I turned her down. And she goes, I'm a fan of the show. I go, oh, now I feel dumb.
No, you know, I go back and forth because I'm like, do some people have their other children in the room? Like, should I have Cash in there so that he feels like he's part of it? Or should I not? I don't know. But the first time around, it was only Dallas.
Let's do this. Let's take calls on who you banned from the delivery room. Taylor in Rock Hill is already on hold. You're going to freak out when she tells you how many people she had in the delivery room.
Like, is it a party?
When you figure out how many, it is a party.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, who's all in your delivery room? Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. A girl went on, soon-to-be mom, went on to Reddit and said that she's banning her father-in-law from the delivery room because he's been acting a little nutty, and he shouldn't even be in there in the first place, in my opinion.
I agree, but Roy and I were kind of having a good time with this off the air, and I said, you know, I didn't want anyone in there the first time because I didn't know how I was going to react, like what it was. It was the unknown for me, so I just wanted Dallas in there in case I, like, lost my cookies and was, like, screaming at people, and, you know, now that I know what it is, like, maybe I can entertain more people. I don't know.
Entertain, like it's a dinner party. Like, come on over. There's hors d'oeuvres in the corner. Gonna have our little baby soon. Don't worry. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Take your coats off. Get comfortable. Until she has, like, a total meltdown. Like, hair all crazy.
Everybody, like, get out!
Yeah. Like, cussing. Screaming. Oh, look who showed up!
Strike the band. Taylor and Rock Hill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
How many people was in your delivery room, Taylor?
I had 9 people.
What?
My delivery room. That's not including the doctors and the nurses. These were like 9 people that I know.
Taylor, I thought the cap was like 4 people you were allowed to have in there.
Yeah. So I was induced and we kind of played the waiting game. And a couple of my friends were from, you know, out of town. And they were like, look, we've made it this long. We're not going anywhere. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So I ended up hanging out. You know, the doctor comes in, and it's at the point where, you know, once the baby starts to come out, you can't go in or out. So they were stuck. They had no choice.
Oh.
Wow.
Interesting.
See, I wasn't going to have a sprinkle this time around. Maybe I'll just have it in my delivery room.
Cupcakes set up.
Yeah.
The more people you have, you can delegate after the baby's born. You're like, all right, hey, I need food. I want this. I'm hungry. And people just start running.
That is true. You got 9 people in the delivery room. You got 9 servants to help you. Good point. Thanks, Taylor.
All right, this is Caitlin and Matthews.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. What do you want to say?
So I just had, I definitely wanted my son's dad in, and I was really against having my mother in the room. I was like, no way, the whole 9 months, you're not in there. Get that idea out of your brain, Mom. But then when it came down to the time, everyone's just yelling at me. So I was like, I screamed, I want my mom. She was at the door, and she came in like 2 seconds. She's like, I heard you.
That's such a cool story.
Super mom to the rescue. Yeah.
Super mom, I am ready to come into the delivery room whenever you need me. Caitlin, what were people yelling at you, like just egging you on, encouraging you?
No, they were saying, push, and I was saying, I don't know how. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like a cheer squad.
Yeah, thanks, Caitlin, because that happened to Amanda. My wife was in the delivery room, and there was 9 medical people in there, along with the photographer, me and my mother-in-law, but they were all going, go, Amanda, go. And she's like, ah! It was a cheer squad. You're right.
This is Paris in Forest City. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Wren Show.
Hi. I was having my first son, and it was like my mom in there, my friend, and my cousin. And I haven't even had a chance to call his dad yet, the baby's dad. And then the doctor and 2 nurses. So then one of the nurses leaves out. This is right when I'm about to push. One of the nurses leaves out and comes back with like about 5 other nurses, and she goes, "Can they watch too? Is it okay?" And I'm like, "Sure," you know, not even realizing what she's doing. And they were in training; it was like 5 or 6 nurses. So in all, it was probably like 11 or 12 people in there, and I was like very embarrassed, but also ready to, you know, get it over with. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. If I'm going to have 12 people in there, like, maybe I want my friend, my, like, family in there. I don't know.
You'd rather a family than like, people learning to be delivery nurses and stuff and doctors?
I mean, I wouldn't mind 1 or 2, like, learning nurses. But if we've got 12 people in there and now I'm a classroom, yeah, I'm going to have an issue with that.
What do you think about selling tickets for us and donations will go to Secret Santa?
Yeah, listeners in there.
This is a real life story. When we were filming for My Big Fat Fabulous Life, I was pregnant. And remember, they were like, can we come in the delivery room? I was like, hell no.
They really wanted to put the cameras in there.
But Whitney was going to be the first one to hold the baby.
Yeah.
I think Whitney was going to deliver the baby.
Sure, I'll just sell my kid for profit before they're even born.
I don't know how people do all the... I get nervous taking my shirt off at the pool. I couldn't imagine everyone in the room doing that stuff.
And you guys know, like, I don't know. I think I would feel weird with a photographer in there. And people are texting in right now saying that they did it with their second kid and wish they would have done it with their first. But I'm like, what do you do with those photos afterwards?
You ask Amanda. I don't know where our photos are. They're not up on the wall. But I mean, I know there's a couple beautiful moments pre-baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's talk with Amber in Gastonia. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Wren Morning Show. How many people did you have in the room?
I had 4 people in the room with me, 1 with my mom, and I had 2 of my best friends. When I went into labor, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was younger when I had my first daughter, so my friends obviously still partied. So when they got to the hospital, they had made poster board signs saying, "Go, Amber, go." So while I was pushing, my friends were holding up this sign. Beside my bed saying, go, Amber, go. It was great.
That's a great experience. I love
that
the fact hilarious. That like, thanks, Amber. You have your baby at like club time, so your friends come all banged up.
Right.
All drunk.
Smelling like vodka.
My cousin's daughter was born, and they had just moved into a new neighborhood. I'll tell you real quick. And her husband, baby daddy, wanted to be really cool. And so the neighbor across the street had a hot rod. They just moved in. He goes, "Yo, you want to take a ride?" And they're like, "Okay." They took a ride in the hot rod. The new neighbor took him to a strip club. And my cousin went into labor. And my mom and my aunt went to the delivery room, and they kept calling my cousin's husband saying, "You got to go to the hospital. You got to go to the hospital." But he's at the strip club, and he's not answering the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So they finally get a hold of him, and he comes to the hospital. And they have a laugh about it because, you know, he was trying to be cool to the neighbor. He didn't want, you know, he just moved in.
He's got glitter all over him.
Yeah, now her name is Sparkles, my cousin's child.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
80s weekend up at Beach Mountain. We hosted last year and had an absolute blast. It's coming back again this year. You know what was so great was meeting people from Watauga and Avery County that listened to us.
Right.
That's really fun. The whole big listenership that are 3.5 hours away.
I know. We love the fact they showed up for 80s weekend at Beach Mountain. We got lift passes, and we also have tickets to the 80s Retro Party at Beach Mountain. Call number 9, this is Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Thomas, where are you listening to us from?
from Union, South Carolina.
Wow, it's going to be a bit of a trek, but are you ready to come up to Beach Mountain with us?
I'm ready to roll.
Are you a big skier or snowboarder, Thomas?
A big snowboarder.
Oh, oh good. Okay. Very cool.
So is producer Nicole. She's all excited for the Beach Mountain weekend. It's going down February 21st. You can buy tickets online. More info at kiss951.com, or you can win them all week. We have pairs.
All right, buddy. Congratulations, Thomas and Union. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to see you.
What are you going to wear, Roy? What's your 80s getup?
I'm going to wear an old school MTV shirt.
Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
I'm not going full out in a costume or anything.
Yeah. You should do 80s Demi Moore pregnant with...
naked?
She was
for the
on
cover of Vanity Fair?
With Scout.
Yeah, no, I'm not going naked.
No?
But I did find a really funny E.T. Pregnancy bump costume. I don't think I'm going to do it, but it was funny. It stopped me.
So it's like, you know how E.T. in the movie is in that milk carton in the front of the bike? It's the baby bump is E.T.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And you and build then, the carton around it.
And then you just wear the hoodie over the baby bump.
Oh, that's really funny.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
And I think Nicole and I are going to go as like 80s old school basketball players with the short shorts and the tall socks.
I would love to see someone as 80s Rob Lowe with that earring that he used to wear.
Oh, yeah. You want me to do that for you, buddy?
It always cracks me up.
Manny used to have an earring.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had the hoop and the diamond.
Can I re-pierce it?
I wonder if it would go through.
Of course it would.
Ouch.
You pierce any skin, something's going to go through it.
You know, but it covered back up.
Yeah, I have to re-pierce
it. Yeah, we'll just stick it back in.
I need an expert from Claire's to call in and verify whether or not I should be able to do this.
I've always wondered how expert those people are, man.
Meanwhile, I don't like needles. I would totally pass out while I was doing it.
All right, more Beach Mountain giveaways all week long. We'll do them nice and early tomorrow morning. Get up nice and early. Around 6:20, you can come to the mountain and celebrate an 80s weekend with us.
Is that the only place you can get your ears pierced at? It's Claire's?
No.
You don't do it at Diamonds Direct. No.
I don't think Diamonds Direct pierces, but they have a great selection, but I don't think they pierce.
Tattoo artists, I bet they pierce.
Yes, other places will pierce your ear.
Nicole, we turn to you.
Yeah, you're the tattoo expert.
Most tattoo parlors also have a piercing division.
Division.
I made that word up, but it sounds really cool.
A piercing unit.
I just always assumed it's the 15-year-old at Claire's who's going to do it.
Yeah,
16-year-old.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, you guys are so funny. The MRL show audience sends us more stories and more issues that goes on in their dating lives. This one is from a guy who took a picture for his Tinder picture holding a dog, but it's not his dog. And the first person he went on a date with called him out about it.
Okay.
And he wants to know if he should change his Tinder picture. We'll get into that around 8:38.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we got a message from somebody, and they want to know our opinion on if we think this person is lying or not, I guess is the best way to put it. He wants to know if he's giving false advertisement. He says, hey, I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a big fan of the show, and I'd like for you to give me some perspective on this. I recently started dating online after ending a 2-year relationship, and in my profile picture, I'm holding my sister's little white dog, Mickey, who I love, but it's not my dog. Am I false advertising by doing this? It seems like the girls love the photos they're swiping on me, but then when I tell them I don't have a dog, they seem to get very upset. They told me that I should take the picture down. One girl even told me it was false advertising, but is it really?
Yes, it is.
I don't know Tinder, so I would say no. I mean, it's just a picture.
Yes, it is. If you're having a photo of you and a dog, people are going to assume it's your dog.
But what, I mean, if you have a picture of you and your dog and you put dog owner, you know, cat lover,
right?
Love hiking, like that's different.
What if you just love dogs?
Yeah, Nicole. Well, what about you? Weigh in on this. He's got a picture of a dog. It's not his. It's his sister's dog, and people think he's dog fishing. I guess.
I don't think it matters. I think that the point of it is that he is showing that he likes animals, unless he's in his bio saying like I love taking walks with my dog.
Right, I agree with that.
Henry.
If he makes it seem like he owns the dog.
Yeah, but if he doesn't lie about it and he just, like, there's pictures of me that I like, Manny, with, like, your kids. I mean, I would upload that.
But would that be your Tinder profile picture, Nicole?
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's...
Yeah, and like, there was always, like, what's that?
The red? Nope, go ahead.
There's always these, like, red flags that I'd look for, too, on Tinder when I was on it. Like, if they never showed photos of them next to people, might be a height thing. Might be hiding how tall they are. If they never show the top of their forehead, like, if the photo is always cut off and you never see the top of their forehead, they may be balding. If when they smile, they don't show teeth.
I got a five head.
Horrible, horrible teeth.
I like that you think they're balding, so they cut their head off in the photo.
Dude, I'm telling you, every time I was on Tinder, and I was, it's a thing. It's a thing. I don't know why they're so ashamed of it. I'd say, show it.
704-570-9595. Couple phones ringing. We got more room. What do you think? Is it wrong to put a picture of your sister's dog in your dating profile? And you don't own the dog, but I mean, what does that say for the people that are trying to date him? Like, they're only interested if he's got a dog?
Right. So that initially, I'm like, no, it's not false advertising because you didn't say it was your dog. Maybe you just like dogs. But then I think back to somebody sending me a screenshot of a...
it was like a Tinder profile.
Yeah, do you know what I'm about to say? Mm-hmm. And this person had a picture of Roy and my husband in his Tinder profile, too.
And we were not close enough to, like, we are not friends.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was like an acquaintance that had these two people in their profile pictures. And I'm like, well, that's kind of false advertising because it makes, you know what I mean? Like, are you trying to look like, oh, I'm rubbing elbows with Roy Brown over here, you know?
Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Clever Trevor, our digital producer, is in here. He's on Tinder. Where do you weigh in on this? I mean, do you think that people post stuff in pictures that's not true?
Yes, they do it all the time. Like, I can tell you. This from experience. Back to Roy's point, females do that. Like
if they hide things.
Yeah, like so for example, I know if a girl only takes neck up pictures, then she's probably a little bit heavier. Yeah. Right? If she takes pictures with a lot of friends that are more attractive than her, that kind of makes her look more attractive. It's all a game. These are all the things
I've never heard it from the female side. I've only ever thought of it from the men's side. So, wow. Can I see your Tinder profile? I want to see if you lie on it.
Oh no, I don't tell no lie. I get up close and personal. I take different shots of my face.
Because have you ever noticed that like everyone's Tinder profile is like the actors from the Otesla commercial? They're going out hiking.
Right.
They're out doing all the...
It looks like commercials.
Yeah, it looks like the... Like once you found the right medicine, you can now do all these active things.
Here.
Let's take a look here.
Did you ever lie?
I never lie because I don't have anything to hide.
Oh, you don't even write like a bio or anything,
No,
dude.
Because we all know why I'm here.
What's his picture look like, if you could describe it?
Okay, what does that cool. mean? You're just on Tinder to hook up?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what I think.
That's
just message
for.
Me.
Yes.
He's like, you don't need to know me. You just need to make sure you like what you see.
Exactly. I don't care about your dog. I really don't care about what you got going on at home.
Well, Trevor, right. Nobody can say you're not face value.
All right. Well, so the first photo is you in Christmas. There's a Christmas tree behind you. Mm-hmm. There's another photo of you drinking of what appears to be an energy drink, not smiling, kind of frowning into the photo.
Oh, well, yeah.
You look angry. Here's okay. another one that's it's pretty cool. You're wearing a headband type of thing, looking to the side. All right, you have a cool thing going.
You get a lot of swipes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I get swipes, but it don't never lead to anything. That's why I don't get it anymore. Like, just...
Didn't you say somebody swiped on you and you were going to go meet her and then at the last minute she pulled a weird thing?
Yeah.
You got to be careful, man.
And the thing is, what's crazy is, like, I invited her to my spot and then, like, when she canceled, I thought that was probably God because I don't need to be letting people know where I lay my head because they might be crazy. So
you see all this that goes into this, dude. Yeah.
So you're afraid to tell people where you live.
Of course, man, especially people you don't. I didn't even know this chick.
Yeah, that is a little weird because it could have been someone, a dude or catfish or criminal something.
I don't know, man. She was pretty with it.
Somebody said there's a simple explanation to the guy with a dog that's not his, it's his sister's, and people are hating on it. Just put in the bio that it's his sister's dog.
Oh.
That's my sister's dog, Mickey. I love dogs, can't own one.
Well, I do believe that if you are false advertising or if you're hiding something, if you show up on the date and the truth is revealed, that person has every right to just leave and never talk to you again. Like, you don't even get a chance to explain yourself.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some phone calls on people that found some things wrong on your Tinder or your dating apps. Like, you saw someone. And when you found out that they weren't tall, but their picture made them look like they were tall, you had to call it.
Get the MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so we're talking about lying on your Tinder profile. Somebody sent us a message and said they're holding their sister's white dog in the picture. And when people ask him, ladies are asking him, hey, is that your dog? He says, no, it's my sister's dog. And he's getting a hard time for it. So we're just wondering, like, what did you see on someone's Tinder profile that you called them out on? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Haley in Statesville. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Wren Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Haley. What you got?
Okay, so I used to work for, like, this, like, corporate office, you know, real clean cut, you know, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so my big boss was, like, a total alcoholic and gambled all the time. Stayed broke. Made good money, stayed broke. So we, like, I'm sitting there going through Tinder, of course, and I find his profile. And, like, his profile picture is of him, like, standing in front of a yacht. And, you know, he likes the finer things in life, and he's a God-fearing man, and, you know, he's doing a sober living, and just, like, lie after lie.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I called him out on it, and apparently North Carolina is a no-fault fire state.
What does
that
mean?
I got fired.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
No-fault fire state means they don't have to give you a reason why they're letting you go?
Oh.
Right. Yeah, like, they could just not like the way my hair looks that day. Yeah.
Hold on. So did you call him out just to him on the app, or did you, like, screenshot it and post it on social media for all to see?
No, I, like, showed everybody in the office, but when I confronted him about it, I was quiet. Like, I even sent him a message and was like, hey, I think I work with you, and I got no response. Well, that morning he called me into the office and was like, it's inappropriate for you to message me. I was like, no, I was just being curious, like, if you were the same person, but clearly you are. I thought... your profile said you were doing, like, the whole sober living thing, and he was like, that's my business, that's none of your business. I was like, that's a total lie, though. Like, it's
wow.
One thing if you put on there that, you know, your hair piece isn't a comb over, you know, you're bald, but, like, you're legit lying about your entire life. Like, you don't have a boat.
Haley is
in a bathtub.
She's taking her inner Loren, because, like, you would do the same thing. Like, no, okay, I know I'm fired, I'm gonna take my stuff and I'm gonna go. But just to let you know,
right.
You're lying on Tinder.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm going to clean up my office.
And then after I got fired, I posted it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew there was a bitter background here. I love it.
Did you say he was married too, Haley?
Well, he was going through a divorce.
Okay.
But apparently in North Carolina, you're not allowed to do that stuff while you're married.
You can't do anything in the state except fire someone.
Yeah.
That
it sucks.
Right? Wow. Okay. Thanks, Haley. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
The other thing that annoys me about this state is that you can't buy, like, alcohol at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Hard alcohol.
Hard alcohol. I love it when I go to a different state and I could just go to a Walgreens and pick up stuff.
Well, like in Jersey, you have to go to liquor stores to get anything. You can't buy... maybe they changed it. You couldn't buy beer and wine at grocery stores. Maybe they changed that, but you know, to like a liquor store.
Here in North Carolina, we still have dry counties where there's no alcohol in there. My dad, he works for a gas station. He said that the rooms where they fill, the refrigerators they fill with all the beers, he goes, they just load it with more soda.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, really?
Yeah, dry counties, man. Bless you. Mm. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's come back and talk about a phenomenon that was popular probably 8 years ago. That came back with vengeance yesterday.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I think it's hilarious.
All right, let's discuss just after 9.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We just tried to do the broom challenge and failed. Did Power 98, No Limit Larry, did they get it to work? Trevor?
No, they couldn't do it. They said the same thing I said. It's rigged with the broom.
Yeah, okay.
Because I did it at the house. Of course I fed into the hype and I did it at the house yesterday. And it worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it worked.
All right. Has nothing to do with the earth. It's all about the broom, people.
I think it works better when it's a brand new broom.
Probably. That's probably why people were doing it at the hardware stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bristles aren't worn out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Loren, I meant to ask you, but you were out on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You didn't feel well. But Wednesday night, I texted you about the horses and the fence. When you were younger, your dad was teaching you how to drive. And tell everyone that might not know what happened.
So we were in a field, and he was trying to teach me how to drive a stick shift truck. His truck was like it was a mess. It was like 9 different trucks put into one truck.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a stick shift on the floor. And my dad has this thing. I move really fast. My dad did not. And when he was explaining things to me, he was telling me what to do. But I guess he didn't explain it fast enough. And I put it in first and then popped the clutch. And we were too close to a fence. And the truck lurched forward and knocked down this fence. Mm-hmm. While on the other side of the fence was a horse farm. And all the horses got out.
How many horses?
I think 4.
And what happened?
I had to go knock on somebody's door and my dad's screaming at me. And
there goes one.
To let them know, hey, I'm really sorry. Then we had to fix a fence.
Did you have to help round up the horses?
I mean,
yeah.
I tried. I was probably doing more damage at that point. He made me sit in the truck after he berated me for about 10 minutes.
Lorraine ran into a fence and all the horses got free.
And listen, I used to be a 911 operator in like a county where a lot of people had horses. Like that was kind of a thing. And it was kind of a common 911 call of horses getting loose. And so we'd have to send the cops to go door to door to figure out who horses it is. And then you'd have to wrangle them together.
Same thing with cows, too, right? Up in the outer counties.
Yeah.
Like cows are loose and stuff.
You got to figure out who owns it.
Yeah, I never heard the end of it.
The reason why I brought that up was because Roy last Tuesday mentioned something, and I dreamt about, I can't remember now, but I dreamt about what you mentioned.
Yes.
So I said to Loren on Wednesday night, at 8:30, I set a reminder, and I was going to send you a text to see if you would dream about what I said. So
right.
I texted you, remember the time you crashed the truck into the horse farm and the horses got free. Did you dream about that? You didn't come in on Thursday, so I don't know the answer. Did it work? Did I play with your mind?
It did not work. I told you, I'm sleeping too soundly right now being pregnant. Like, I'm exhausted until I hit the pillow, and then I'm so out that nothing wakes me up except for my bladder screaming, I have to go.
I am that way, though. I can think about what I'm thinking about before I go to bed and dream about something related in a way.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Happened to me last night. I was thinking about, before I went to bed, I was thinking, like, what if I was single? Would I be would I be getting all the swipes on Tinder and stuff? I'd just curious, thinking about that when I was going to bed. Like, for Valentine's Day, would all these people be just flying in my inbox? And then I had a dream that Sterling and I, he agreed that we would get on Tinder to see if that's true. And then I got way more upset because he started talking to people. I was like, no, we were just supposed to see if we get likes. That's all we were doing. Yes. And it being a whole cheating thing.
That's funny.
So my mind reversed, you know, play tricks on me.
Mine doesn't happen that way. What will happen is, like, something will happen to me at 10 a.m. and I'll dream about that. Like, that's the weird thing.
Oh, I don't know if I could latch on to something in the day. It has to be something pretty big that happened in the day for it to go to my dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, why did I think of that? Oh, yeah. Like, I'll think of Beverly Hills 90210 today. I'll read an article about how the new show's not coming back, or Shannon Doherty. Next thing you know, I'm in Luke Perry's car.
Whoa, no, I do not dream like that at all. Mm-hmm.
That happens to me.
Mine's too realistic. Mine's never about me hanging out with
me
a celebrity.
Too. Like, if we get in trouble here at work, which we do quite some bit, that'll sit on me all day. And if I'm still thinking about it before I go to bed, then it will seep into my dreams. But otherwise, I'm pretty good.
By the way, I'm doing a blog. You guys could go read it at kiss951.com on the most common nightmares people have. You can go check that out on the website. And while you're there, you can also go find why Donald Trump is on Roy's bad side, and it has nothing to do with politics.
No, we're the Queen City is all I'm going to say. We are. Not Cincinnati.
It's all up at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.